How are you today, Mayor?
Professor, good, Joe. How are you doing?
Doing well, thank you. It's a gorgeous day for all the senior Olympians who are hard at it right now in the 41st annual Games.
Indeed, yes. Yesterday was gorgeous. Today's another beauty. We'll take it.
Absolutely. And we'll take it for all the outdoor activities that are happening across the city. This Saturday, I think, is like ground zero for May anyway.
Once again.
We're hoping for good weather. We've got, we've got the Wollaston Garden Club's plant sale. We got the Multicultural Festival up at Pageant Field.
That's right, yep.
And then, of course, the Quincy 400 concert Saturday afternoon with the Quincy Symphony. Going to be amazing, we hope.
Yeah, they're always a great take.
Absolutely. Mayor, I thought we could chat a little bit this morning, seeing as we're in budget season, about the budget discussions going on at the City Council this week. And a public hearing last night with some residents raising some questions, concerns about the budget, and in particular the city's debt, reported $1.6 billion in debt, and how that's going to impact property taxes this year. Wondered if you wanted to comment on that.
Well, you know, I laid that out, actually, when I presented the budget to the council last week, that this isn't any surprise. This was the peak year for the decision we made to go to the pension obligation bond to fully fund the pension system, which we're obliged to under the state law. So this was the peak year on that. So you take the $475 million out of that, number one, that reduces the debt dramatically. The second piece I would suggest is the DIF, District Improvement Financing, is a portion of a debt financed by that, which is all the improvements to the downtown that were made, that it were pledged and paid for by the taxes coming out of the downtown. So though the number seems a big number, which it is, but when you break it down, it's not that big at all, and it's very manageable. The pension obligation bond, as I said before, we got a 2.6% rate on that when we did it. It was a huge decision that had a great impact in saving us roughly $160 million over the life of the calendar, if you will, of how we're supposed to pay the pension system in full by 2040, 2039, 2040, which is set by the state. You know, the system, pension system, is separate from the city, but we're obligated to pay. And the city of Quincy, unfortunately, wasn't near the top tier on return on investments. They were in the lower tier for years. And that actually was a knock on our rating every year with our bond issue, saying that that is a unfunded liability that was sticking out to all the outside financial advisors. So we addressed that, dealt with it. We got write-ups in the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal and folks from around literally the world that praised this decision because it was hanging there as an unfunded liability. We dealt with it, and now we deal with the debt service for it, but this will be the peak year on it with the debt service, and then it flattens starting next year. So if we hadn't done that, Joe, our budget number would be much higher based on the bill from the pension of system, and we would be, again, paying $168 million more over the next 10, 12 years.
Is there any indication right now as to how that's going to impact the property taxes later this year?
No. No, we haven't done that analysis yet because we don't have all. There's a number of factors that go into that formula, Joe, including new growth, for example, and values at the time, which it's a different formula that happens later in late summer, early fall. So it'll be a modest increase for sure.
Mm-hmm. And some of the concerns raised regarding the taxes, that the city is number one of its size when it comes to property taxes in the state.
Again, how the state looks at our debt service is very different than what's being described. Mm-hmm. Once again, if you separate out the POB, you separate out the DIF, it's a very low and manageable number. You know, again, we were holding a very strong rating. If this was an issue, such has been described evidently by what you're saying from last night, mm-hmm. Then our bond rating would suffer from that. And our bond rating has not suffered from that. We continue to get good marks from the experts on the outside. Because you got to put everything on the table. You know, it's not just about money in the bank. It's not just about what your revenue is. It's about your unfunded liabilities. It's about your how you're maintaining your assets, what kind of shape are the assets in, et cetera, et cetera. So I feel good about that because we made a good decision to deal with this issue. It wasn't going to go away, Joe. We had to hit it head on. So you separate those out, which the state allows us to when we do this, then it's very, very manageable. So, again, I would do it all over again under these circumstances.
Okay. Another concern raised last night, the Quarry Hills lease extension came up again, and some folks asking for that to be renegotiated. I know it still needs state approval. Is that right?
Yes, it's currently at the state level. I'm more than comfortable. Council supported it. It's at the state legislature. The Quarry Hills lease is an excellent lease. It's worked very well. I was involved in development of the original lease. I chaired the committee under Jim Sheets at the time. We had an old piece of junk land up in West Quincy, former quarries that were filled with rubbish, literally a dump, as is the Bushing and Milton abutted our own dump. And we took what was a piece of land that was costing us money every year, maintaining a leachate system and so forth with a landfill, into something that generates hundreds of thousands of dollars a year in revenue, beautiful ball field for kids to play in, a beautiful golf course for the city that's an attraction for the city. I still struggle sometimes with how people, I don't see the value in this. I think it's pretty amazing. The city did not put $1 up for any risk at the time. And Quarry Hills was the only proposal at the time out of seven that did not put the city on the hook. That all those other suggestions were asking the city to bond it and to back up the risk. So Quarry Hills spent tens of millions of their own money. And, of course, the state project on the Big Dig was what made it happen with the fill coming from the Big Dig to cap the dump. And we have a beautiful facility now. So I'm very comfortable with it. I wouldn't have put it before the city council had it not been. And, yes, it's before the legislature as we speak as a home rule petition.
Do you feel that the property is accessible enough for the public to use, Mayor?
I do. Absolutely. And I get rave reviews from people all the time. Even if you're not a golfer, people go up and enjoy it. And, sitting at the crossing nines, whether you're having a Coke or something stronger, and you look at the sunset up there, it's absolutely gorgeous. So, yes, and we have got the almost 8,000-acre Blue Hills next to it. So I do. And once again, it's easy to look back as a Monday morning quarterback on some of this stuff, but it's a great deal for the city, and I'm proud of it, and I hope it passes with the legislature. I expect it will, and move on.
And with regards to the playing fields up there, are those maintained adequately, do you feel?
Well, I always think this can be improvement, yeah. So I do believe that there's a commitment there as part of it from Quarry Hills and the principals up there to do a better job at it, but they are good facilities.
It is, of course, springtime, and road work is going full blast. Absolutely amazing. Will it be ready in time for the Flag Day Parade is the big question.
Which be ready?
Which street, right?
Well, I mean, the route for the Flag Day Parade, that part of Hancock Street's been all done. They're just finishing on the painting, on the markings. I think pretty much all the lines are done. I think the crosswalks will be finished up this week. Work is ongoing on Newport Avenue. Mm-hmm. A big chunk of that will be finished. I believe they're going to get to at least the base coat on Southern Artery, which is obviously a location near the Flag Day Parade and events. Regardless, that's going to be done. Mm-hmm. And it's happening. And all that major work will be done this summer. Independence Ave is finished. That was completed last week. Really come out beautiful. Brand new street, obviously, sidewalks, curbs reset. That was a tough stretch as well. So D Street continues. That's a state project, which we're pleased with. And that will happen later this summer. So, yeah, I mean, we've talked about it a million times here, Joe. Yep. It's an old city with old infrastructure. dealt with the old infrastructure. As we do that, we complete the streets. And fortunately, you know, because of the route of the major electric line that was replaced, it was all major thoroughfares from Beale Street, Southern Artery, Prentisbrook, Newport, New Paddock Extension down to State Street. Doesn't get worse than that as far as interrupting traffic. So once it's finished, I'm sure I'll be getting calls that the cars are speeding. But all good.
Yeah. And any update on the public safety complex? Every time I go by, it looks like it's further and further along.
No, absolutely. We're right on schedule. It's going very, very well. No problems at all. I'm excited about that and look forward to getting into that building. I know the police department had a lot of challenges with that old building there in the corner.
Yes.
Looking forward to getting moving in this fall.
And what's the update on the new Squantum school, Mayor? That'll be ramping up as soon as school lets out, I'm guessing.
Yeah, it's all the civil works around it, which has been Norton, Aaron Norton Company, which is doing a lot of the civil around it, is just about finished. Mm-hmm. And Lee Kennedy will now take over the site and begin the whole construction of the new school.
Sure. They'll be in modular classrooms in the fall, is that right?
That's correct.
Yep.
There's no easy way to do this. It's a little complicated, but there's a great committee that, you know, Paul Hines, Superintendent Mulvey heading up. We have teachers, the principal, Sylvia, and neighbors involved, and we're making good decisions, and so far so good. Everybody's on the same page and understands what we need to do to get there.
Very good. Cross your fingers for good weather on Saturday, Mayor.
No, for sure. John McDonald's going to have a stroke if we throw another ring.
Poor John. Let's hope it works out.
For sure.
Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Joe.
Yep, bye-bye. It's Mayor Thomas Koch, our weekly City Hall update here on AM Quincy.